The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. In many spider species, females eat the males after sex. Studies have suggested various complex evolutionary reasons involving costs and benefits to the species, sperm competition, and esoteric sexual selection schemes. Turns out the motivation for this creepy cannibalism is much simpler. It's all about size. If males are small, they're easier to catch and therefore more likely to be caught. Big females eat their puny mate simply because A, they're hungry, and B, they can. Researchers at Miami University in Ohio have found that among the wolf spider, large males were never eaten by their mates, while small males were consumed 80% of the time. Discovering this, the researchers then pored over the literature and found the size rule to hold true in a wide range of spider species. And it was surprising to find that such a simple characteristic, such as how small males are relative to females, has such a large effect on the frequency of sexual cannibalism. Perhaps the most well-known example of spider woman eating spider men is the black widow. For most of the many species of black widows, cannibalism is the exception, not the rule.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.